analysis at townhall.com.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Happy 4th of July and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. How are you doing today, Roger?
Doing great. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day, feeling all American.
I know.
Americano.
It's awesome.
It's America every day. But, it is. It's a special day that we celebrate the country, and maybe a lot of people, because they've got the day off, can celebrate the country by pursuing the American dream, one of which is defined as having your own home, and you can help them with that, right?
That's correct. I can definitely help them finding their own home.
Yeah.
And today is a wonderful day because everyone is probably at their homes right now with the barbecue going and enjoying a family day.
Yeah.
And so we like to find that dream home for everybody so everybody has that American dream
right.
come true.
And we've gotten in the studios with us here on this 4th of July an American hero, a first responder, Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, we have Lieutenant Jennifer Vervirka Dute.
Yes.
Okay.
My maiden name.
That's right. Welcome, Jennifer. We're glad to have you today.
Thank you for allowing me this opportunity.
Yes, today we're going to have a little bit of fun. It is the 4th of July, so I figured it would be a perfect time to talk about safety, fire safety. You know, we buy our homes and we don't prep them, until something happens. Sometimes that little kitchen fire, like the towel might catch on fire, or cooking towel or something little. And then all of a sudden we're going, darn, I should have that fire extinguisher.
You know, Anita, that's one of the things people probably don't think about very often.
They don't.
Now, when they're renters, I think they probably do think about it because I think the landlords often require you to have a fire extinguisher. And they're always checking those when they come and change the AC filters.
Yeah.
But I've owned my home now for, I forget how many years it's been now. And I honestly, I feel horrible about this. I can't tell you where my fire. I know we've got one somewhere. I can't even tell you where our fire extinguisher is.
That's horrible. You should always have one in the kitchen and in the garage.
So two of them minimum.
Minimum.
And what about a plan? I remember, now that we're thinking safety, that you should always have a plan of escape if there's a fire, where you've actually briefed the kids and your spouse, and you know where you're going to go, what exit, all things equal. And now we've got pets. We didn't even think about them back when we were planning our thing.
Geez, yeah.
Do you remember the pets? I mean, what should a go ahead. Give us the bullet list,
basically.
Give us
the lowdown. Let's start off with those fire extinguishers. You mentioned we should have two, so tell us about it.
Fire extinguishers are very particular based on what fuel type is actually burning. So for a home, they recommend an ABC extinguisher, and that's going to take care of a multitude of different items.
Right. So, some fire extinguishers, correct me if I'm wrong, actually will make the problem worse.
Oh, absolutely.
Depending on the type of fire there is.
It's like you got to have the right tool for the right task. You're not going to use a nail gun to put together, curtains, hang them from the ceiling. You're not going to do that. So it's all about having the right tool. If you use the wrong extinguisher for the wrong fuel type, it's not going to do anything. It may just spread the fire and make it worse.
In fact, I was thinking, Anita, that I remember hearing that if you have a fire in the kitchen, very often it's oil-based. So you're frying whatever you're frying on.
People fry with the wrong oil all the time.
Really? Now tell us about that real quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and I want to share this
Motor
about Jennifer.
Oil, right?
She can cook.
Okay.
I'm good at my skills.
She has got a few skills that she learned prior to the fire department.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We've been friends a long time.
So cooking oil is not, they're not all created equal.
Right.
You have olive oil, canola oil,
you're
vegetable oil.
You're not supposed to fry with cooking oil, for example.
Well, you're not supposed to fry with, you know, olive oil because
right.
it, olive oil doesn't get hot enough, you mm-hmm. know, to do what it's supposed to do in terms of frying. So
right.
the oil ends up burning before you cook the food, mm-hmm. you know, to its intended purpose. So that's why.
So olive oil is like for salad dressing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Or on your face or in your hair.
Right. Right.
You know,
right.
but it's not definitely not for to fry food with.
So
right.
what type of oil do you fry food with?
I don't fry food, but
I
have an air fryer, and
that's
I gotta say, it is super safe.
That's why Jennifer's in such great shape compared to me.
I made me that way.
mm-hmm. So I was alluding to earlier is that if you have a kitchen fire and something just, you know, catches flames,
mm-hmm.
if you use the wrong fire extinguisher on that, it could spread the fire because it basically blows the oil
yeah.
further away without extinguishing.
But let's say you don't even have a fire extinguisher.
Okay.
What are you going to do? What do most people do? They throw water on it.
Okay.
And then what does that do? It just splashes. It gets on the cabinets, gets on the backsplash. So then now you have flaming fuel being pushed around to different locations. And
mm-hmm.
that's no bueno either. So
okay.
Baking soda is awesome.
Okay.
It's very similar to bicarbonate, so it's going to put your fire out as well. Another thing you can do is just take away the heat source, so turning off the stove, therefore it'll stop heating.
And you know,
the fuel.
And most people will forget to do that. It's so funny, but
mm-hmm.
it's like having a leak somewhere, and people, you know, it's like, okay, unplug it so the water, you know.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea, Jennifer, to maybe do a at least a mental informal fire drill in the home every 6 months or whatever?
It wouldn't hurt, but you know what? Mm-hmm. It's spontaneity that always gets everybody.
Right.
You just get nervous working under pressure,
uh-huh.
And then something happens that is unexpected, so people are going to react to what is second nature. And if you're not trained in it, or mm-hmm. you don't practice, like you said, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to revert to what you think is right, which is throwing water on there.
Right. We had one incident in our home, ladies, years ago, back when my oldest daughter was, I think, in middle school at the time, and I am so proud of her to this day. Now she's a big girl, and, you know, practicing and working in medicine out in the West Coast. But at the time, she was like, I think she had to have been in like 7th or 8th grade. And I was at work. There was a fire at our house in the kitchen. I don't know how it started. She picked up the telephone, called 911, and laid the phone down and got out. The police were able to tell because they could hear the smoke alarm going on. Not the police, excuse me, the 911 operator, hear the smoke alarm going on, that this was a fire situation. They got the fire truck there, and my little girl was the one who basically made it all happen.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So everything turned out okay?
Everything was okay. The fire was contained. It didn't really spread. There was a lot of smoke in the house.
Smoke damage will ruin your home.
Right. The fire department very quickly got these huge industrial fans. By the time I got there, mm-hmm. they had blown all the smoke out of the house literally within like minutes.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So the kids need to know how to dial 911 and don't stick
they
around
do.
To talk. Just if the fire alarm, smoke alarm is making that noise it makes, it's okay to leave. They can figure it out.
Yeah. The other important part is where those smoke alarms are.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think, you know, just the kitchen or the living room, the bedrooms. You really need to have them in the bedrooms. And if it's not always an applicable situation for that, then a hallway.
Okay. Can I confess a problem?
Sure.
We've got smoke detectors at our house that are connected to our home security system, and they will go off. They have been going off like at 2 a.m, these ungodly hours, and waking everybody up. And we can't figure out why they're doing that.
Is it the chirp?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the, it may be an integrated system, but it mm-hmm. could be a battery.
That's what it was, and we couldn't figure it out. So what do you do at 2 in the morning?
And you have to find all of them.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Exactly. So we probably need to have that taken care of, huh?
You do it, well, I can tell you when I change mm-hmm. all mine. If they need it or not, I do it every January.
Okay.
So every January, I check all my fire alarms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or,
and I change up.
If you have a service that monitors, they can come out, or you can just change it yourself.
Yes, it's
or
pretty
get,
simple.
Or get Wally to come over.
Or have Wally. Exactly. Wally Conway does everything.
Yeah.
Let's just call Wally. But yes, it's so important to keep up with that. And
yeah.
it's, I know I can't keep one in the kitchen because as my, my
you
husband,
make it steam.
too much steam goes on and then it goes off all the time. And that's how you know dinner is done at my house sometimes. Yeah. The fire alarm goes off.
You smell it.
So not really the brightest thing for me. But so on, I want to make this clear, though, on the fire extinguisher, we need an ABC fire extinguisher, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you'll explain what and we'll explain what ABC is after our break.
Absolutely.
Because I've got no idea. I know it's the alphabet. That's about all I know.
Well, I'm glad you know that much there, Roger.
Okay.
So when we come back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our home buyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, mortgage loan originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval 2018. Prime Lending, NMLS 13649. Equal housing lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on this 4th of July. Hoping you're all having a great time out there. And today we have Lieutenant Jennifer Vervirka Doot from the Fire Department.
Hello.
And I've known Jennifer since she was, I want to say, at least in junior high.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. You guys go back, huh?
We go back.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw her graduate from the fire department.
Which obviously she's very young. Well,
so am I.
Yes, both of you. So
I'm 33.
Really?
Okay. Halfway to 66.
Okay.
Absolutely. She's awesome.
Just kidding.
So today we're talking, obviously, with the holiday, we're talking about fire safety and how do we keep our homes safe.
Right.
From, so we don't need to dial 911.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if we do, obviously, we know the fire department's coming.
Right.
And I want to throw out that everybody knows I'm a retired cop. Cops are better than firefighters.
Except in guns and hoses.
Now, I got to admit, of course, she did not fight me, but...
I'd be afraid. I'd totally lose.
The one thing that's awesome is I went to guns and hoses 1 year, and of course, I always...
2010.
And I always root for the cops because I love JSO and being the fact I'm a retired cop, but I did root the one time for the one match. Thanks. For Jennifer.
I never fought before.
Did you win that year?
She did.
Good for you. See, if Anita's on your side, hey.
She killed it.
Exactly. Now, before the break, we're talking about the need for fire extinguishers and specifically something called an ABC fire extinguisher. So I guess if you're at home, Lowe's, the Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever, you're going to ask them for an ABC fire extinguisher. What does the ABC stand for?
So you're going to look for a 2A10BC extinguisher, and that's going to take care of just most of the household fires you're going to have, whether it's fuel or whether the fuel is a food, wood, normal household burning material. If you were burning like metal, let's say a can or something, that's a whole different fire extinguisher.
Okay.
So this won't take care of the multitude of the things at the house.
All I know is that there are basically two types, and all I knew about it's two types basically. One puts this powdery residue on your stuff that keeps it
dry chemical,
right? And another one sucks all the oxygen out.
Yes,
those
CO2.
Are the only two I know about.
CO2's for computer equipment.
Okay,
and you don't need that because I mean, think about it. If you put dry chemical on your computer equipment,
right,
destroyed.
Ah, okay. Oh. So the ABC.
We don't want to do that.
Now the ABC one does what?
It's a chemical.
Okay.
It's a dry chem. So it's going to put out like oil fires,
right.
Newspapers, just regular household burning items. Let's say people fall asleep smoking cigarettes.
Well, first of all, don't smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yes.
But if you do, you can get help from, yes. from your doctor.
But definitely don't sleep with them.
Definitely don't sleep with them. But, you know, different people do have different things. So I understand that. But from what I hear, a lot of times – fires are at the home are caused by two different things primarily, and of course they won't be using them around the summertime. Mm-hmm. But space heaters mm-hmm. and electrical problems in older homes, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, and specifically in the Springfield area, they use kerosene to heat the home.
And that's the older houses.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So there's actually a central system that uses kerosene, right? It's not as opposed to a space heater or no?
It's a standalone unit by itself.
Why do they use those in Springfield for whatever reason?
Because they don't have
heat.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
They have it's not integrated into the house.
Huh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you do a remodel, and Anita can walk you through that, but go ahead.
Yeah. So according to kerosene heaters, there's a very specific fire code for them as far as safety tips goes. And the first one is that you need adequate ventilation. You don't want to fumigate yourself out of the house, you know, with the kerosene scent. You don't want to put them on the carpet because carpet is flammable. Everything technically is flammable, although there are NFPA ratings for things like curtains, the materials that are upholstered on your furniture, the carpet. They all have a fire rating, but again,
they're all going to go up.
Enough.
They're all going to go up
yeah.
in flames. I mean, they really are.
You need it at least 3 feet away from any combustible material, such as
curtains,
upholster, yep, furnishing, drapes, stuff like that. And then you have to allow it to fully cool before you reheat it.
And the dangerous thing is that people put these, you know, space heaters on, they're going to bed, they're going to sleep, and then they've got a problem with something burning at that time when they're, you know, in La La Land,
yeah.
right?
My very first fire as a rookie was actually a dryer vent fire, and it's really, really common because people don't clean out their dryer vents like they should.
You got to do it every year.
It's so easy.
Give us a real tip over the air. How do you clean out your dryer vent?
I'm not recommending any products by any means, but I take my vacuum, which is a Kirby. It's awesome.
Okay.
And I just connect the hose. I stick it in the dryer vent, and I suck it out. I do it twice a year.
From the outside of the house
I do it either way.
Okay.
Either way, whatever can get you in there, depending on how you're piped. I'm piped straight out, so it doesn't matter how I do it.
Right. Do you have to disconnect your dryer from the wall, or can you...
Just take the tube off.
Uh-huh.
The little silver tube.
Okay.
Pull that off, suck it all out. And then I also do the vent on the inside of the dryer, which a lot of people forget about.
Okay.
Because essentially that's Kindle right there, you know? People have been hoarding that stuff for the apocalypse.
Yes. Right.
And sometimes dryers may have an issue where the timer may get stuck, and then it keeps going and going and going, and the next thing you know,
and
it's starting to fire, right?
Yeah, you're not home. You got your laundry drying. Next thing you know, it gets heated up, and then poof.
Mm.
And I've been to several fires
but
in the dryer.
It's so easy to, if you don't want to do it yourself, you can call a company, and they'll come out and do it for you. It's not that expensive.
Well, Jennifer just taught us all how to do it. Just
absolutely.
There's people
like myself that are busy and they don't want to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
There's companies out there that will do it. It's for minimal cost. You need to do it at least once a year, and you need to clean out your vent after every single time you use it. Not like, okay, I'm going to do 10 washes and 10 loads today and wait till the end of the day.
And let the
every single time you need to clean it out.
Not only that, you're going to save money because there's less air going through the vent if it's cleaner, and you're helping your power bill in the meantime, right?
Yes. And I live in a condo complex. I like living in a condo complex. The bad thing about living in a condo complex is you're hoping that your neighbor upstairs is doing it. So, 1 year I saw that it was all sticking out. You could see it on the side of the condo above me. I went and knocked on his door. and said, I would like to live a little bit longer. Can you get it cleaned?
Yeah.
And he did.
Being serious, yeah.
She's an authoritative doc.
Very often it's communities, scary. Homeowners associations, condo associations, there's a Facebook page for that group nowadays. And you can maybe, if your homeowners association or neighborhood has something like that, it might be a good idea to make that recommendation to your neighbors.
Yes. Ours reminds us fiscally. So everyone's doing it this month in July. And so, it's such an easy thing to do. But just like, you know, our fire alarms, we forget to put in the new batteries and stuff. So it's so important that people put in the batteries. It's so important that people clean out their vents. And it's also important for them to change out the heater filter and stuff. Because all that backs up and it's fuel. It's fuel to start fires. And as much as we love when the fire department comes out for the wow effect,
lights and sirens, and all the neighbors are peeking out through their blinds.
I need a band-aid.
What's going on?
Wow effect.
They're gonna videotape this, put it on YouTube.
Oh my goodness! Yes. It happens so fast. That's why it's super important to be really professional when you're at somebody's house.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been on YouTube yet?
No. There's some pictures floating around of me saving some ducks in a dorm drain, I believe it was, at a school.
That was you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Who doesn't want to crawl through, like, 30 feet of storm drain?
Right.
The lowest one on the totem pole does.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you got a cool job, saving lives and, of course, working with Anita to help people if you get in a home to be as safe as you can. And this is all really, really good advice.
Ooh, a CO2 monitor.
Okay.
So a lot of people think that appliances, you can have electric or gas.
Okay.
And some people think that you only need CO2 monitors when you have gas appliances. That's not the only threat out there. So for my home, for example, which Anita found me.
Yes, that's true.
We back into the garage. Well, the garage backs into the kitchen. So let's say I leave the vehicle on to run inside the house really quick to go grab something. All those fumes are emitting into the kitchen.
Ah.
That's no good.
Right.
I need a CO2 monitor in there for that reason. So CO2 monitors, I think, are really underrated, and a lot of homes don't have them because they don't have gas appliances. That's the wrong answer.
That's a true statement, especially here on the East Coast. We have them. Obviously, gas is common on the West Coast in Southern California. But you're absolutely right. You need that no matter what.
Especially if your garage is attached to the home, you should have a CO2 monitor as close to the garage as possible.
And one thing that we do look for during our inspections, that Wally Conway looks for, is they go into the garage and they want to make sure that everything is sealed, right? Because a lot of times it is not sealed. And so if you have a bedroom on top of a garage, again, if there's any leak, any hole, any seam that is not sealed, then those fumes, every time you start up your car in the morning to go get to work.
All that exhaust
is going up into the bedroom.
Right. And you could have a kid up there sleeping or a guest or whatever it might be. Now, I was under the impression the opposite may be best, where you want to have a little bit of ventilation, I guess, from the windows. You don't want to have a perfectly sealed home because that can end up trapping these things, toxins in the air, et cetera, right?
That's correct. But they look for certain things. Okay. I'm not an inspector by any means, but they do look for certain things. To make sure that it is sealed in the garage, so that way it does not penetrate into bedrooms.
Right. Now, isn't there a second type of gas that somehow seeps in from the ground into people's houses?
Are you referring to natural gas?
I don't know if it's natural gas or radon or something like that, where it actually can get up into the house and you need a monitor for that or no? Do you know anything about that?
Negative, I don't.
All right, just checking.
I wonder if you're talking about the gas fumes from if they're building from a... where they used to take all and dump all the trash.
Well, any safety concern. This is the first I'm hearing about that, and that's an interesting one as well.
They do that a lot in California, so they have to have this release thing that they have to do if they're built on top of what used to be a dumping site for trash.
Okay. Well, the ladies are keeping us safe today here on this Independence Day and learning a whole lot, guys. Goodness gravy. It could be dangerous if you don't take care of it. You know, taking care of the simple things is so easy, but it's got to be done.
It does. And thank you for listening on WBOB. We'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has tweeted a military-themed Independence Day video greeting to the country. In a short recording, the president said he and the First Lady are wishing everybody a happy holiday. He also said it's a great opportunity to remember the sacrifice and honor those serving both active duty and veterans from the U.S. military. One person was injured and hospitalized after a blast inside a pyrotechnics company in Pleasant Hope, Missouri today. Smoke could be seen for miles. Neighbors say the explosion rocked windows. The state fire marshal's office is investigating. That plant builds fireworks for major celebrations around the country, including those we'll be enjoying today. Authorities still trying to determine the best way to get the soccer team, the 12 boys and a coach out of that cave in Thailand. The options include diving, even though officials are pursuing other options as well, as none of those boys know how to swim, let alone scuba dive. More details at srnnews.com.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, July 11th at 6 p.m., enjoy music by the sea at the St. Johns County Pier Pavilion at St. Augustine Beach. Thursday, July 12th at 12 noon, it's the annual Beaches Military Appreciation Luncheon at the Sawgrass Country Club in Ponte Vedra Beach. And Friday, July 13th at 6:30 p.m., it's Night at the Zoo, Zooperstition on Friday the 13th at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Find up. Find up. Find up.
You know, I got to hand it to the producer, Brian, today for finding all these fire themes bumper music songs.
I love that song, too.
That was, by the way, the Ohio Players.
Exactly.
Yeah. You didn't know that, huh?
I did not know who sang it, but I definitely know the song.
I'm right, aren't I, Brian? Ohio Players.
Chris, you're much older than me.
I am. Well, I remember that song. My sister, who was older than me, used to like that song and would sing it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was like in fourth grade at the time or something when that came out.
Yeah.
I'm old! Anyway.
and now he's in the fifth grade.
And of course, Jennifer wasn't even thought of yet.
She wasn't thought of. She was, they were still having fun.
Yes. No, they weren't. They had two other kids before me.
That's true.
So you're the baby, huh?
I'm one of four.
Okay.
So I'm the middle, and then I have a younger brother.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and they're all gorgeous. It's like all the...
No, they're all... Okay, my sisters, no lie, they're all 11s and 12s. And then there's me. I feel like I'm a solid 7 compared to them. But they are definitely, like, tall and beautiful, and, like, they have these dreamy eyes that just draw you in.
Yeah, they're about, like, what, 6 foot?
Yes, everyone's over 6 foot except for me. I'm a solid 5'8".
Okay. But you know what? You say lies for a living.
Yes, I do. Right. I do. I get to save lives.
I want to say this. She does not only save lives, and I'm not sure you're still in. Are you still in the military?
Yes.
You're in the military also?
Yes.
And so, how many times were you deployed?
I've deployed Iraq twice now.
Okay. You reservist?
I am National Guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've Thank been you in for your service years. For the country.
Oh, it's super fun.
Wow.
I met my husband. Okay. And a lot of other wonderful things.
She became a doot.
A dude. Yeah, my first deployment, I came back. I'm 20 years old, got 40 grand in the bank. Guess who helps me with the house? This lady.
Anita.
You know, no 20-year-old has that. So I have the military to thank, one, for giving me the discipline that I have now and, you know, my family and success.
Right. Was it tough on your parents to have to say goodbye to you at the airport?
Oh, my God.
It happened in less than 3 weeks.
Wow.
My high school boyfriend broke up with me.
Because you were being deployed.
My high school boyfriend broke up with me, and, like, a recruiter called that same hour and was like, hey, do you want to change your life? I'm like, heck yeah, I do. And they're like, what do you want to be? I'm like, a fireman. They're like, okay. That's how I became a fireman.
Oh.
And I love it.
Okay. And best thing that could ever happen to you.
Absolutely. And my career is taking a little bit of a shift. So I'm at a training academy now. So now my job is to help educate and train some of our new employees and some of our current employees. Mm-hmm. So,
which that's always fun to do. I did that for a while at the police department. That's always awesome to do.
It is good.
You see them progress and grow. And you feel like you're part of their success. So it's good to do that.
And have mentors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're here talking about, you know, safety, fire safety with the homes. And during the break, we're talking about things that I don't have, like ladders, if you have a two-story house. Should you have signage on? I remember as a kid, all these memories are coming back, guys, back when I was a kid, on stop, drop, and roll. And
correct.
And the number of people living in the house that you need to put near the window. Is that something you guys actually look for these days? Are people doing it? I haven't done any of these things. No. I remember learning them in the third grade.
You still teach stop, drop, and roll. October is our fire safety prevention month, and you know that started back the Great Chicago Fire and American Burning Report.
Okay,
so the world needed to change, and so we've had essentially fire safety month in October since then, and that's where we educate not only children on stop, drop, and roll, and risk watch, and there's a handful of other.
Real quick, for those who have forgotten, they remember something vaguely about stop, drop, and roll. This is something that could literally save your life or prevent some kind of permanent, disfiguring injury. What is stop, drop, and roll, and why is it important?
Stop, drop, and roll. You get down.
That's if you were like your clothes are on fire or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what you want to do is you want to smother what the fuel is. So that would be like your clothing.
Okay.
Leave the material alone. Different material responds differently.
Right.
So, like if you're wearing polyester, those really sticky materials, it's going to melt right to your skin.
Oh no!
Yeah, cotton though.
And the important thing to stop is because apparently when you
run, just wanted to stop spreading.
When you're running,
you're feeding it
because you're giving extra air to whatever's burning. So you do not want to run if your clothes are on fire.
You just want to get down to the ground
and roll like a log.
Okay. Does it matter what service you're on? Or I guess anything's better than nothing, whatever's nearby.
Whatever you got,
but
man.
I would imagine grass is, you know, a moist lawn is probably better than the driveway if you've got a choice if it's nearby, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would definitely pick the grass over the driveway any day.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I definitely would.
Okay.
What about the fire chimneys?
Fire chimneys. Oh man. Fire chimneys should be cleaned out by a service professional annually at least. Whether that's going to be a gas fireplace, or if it's a regular wood burning fireplace, it should be cleaned out. I know when we first bought our home, we did not clean ours out, and we lit our very first romantic fire in October.
And guess smoke what? Filled the house.
No, worse. Hornets, hornets filled the house.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
So you lit the fire. You had a hornet's nest growing inside the chimney.
It was up
Why
there.
Didn't they fly out instead of into the house? I guess they were trying to get away.
I don't know. So a few fell out or a few flew out, and I'm like, what is this? What is this? And then Ryan's like, oh, let's shut the
the flute?
Yeah. Well, no, we opened the flute. Mm-hmm. It was already open, but they came down. So I guess the nest had been lower.
Mm-hmm.
So we shut the glass to the fireplace, and then you just see them, like, they were hitting the glass, like, they were making noises, hitting the glass.
Trying to get us out of here.
Yes, and they're squeezing out the side. Oh, my goodness. We were fighting hornets for weeks.
Weeks?
Yes, because we did not clean our chimney.
Uh-huh.
Clean your darn chimney.
Now, couldn't that have been taken care of with, like, some insecticide if your husband had gone to the roof and just sprayed down?
By that but time, you're already being attacked in the middle of the night with this romantic fire. It's not working.
Okay.
It's not conducive to a good night.
No, I'm saying, why would it go on for weeks when you could have
because
handled it
in a day? Because the hornets got out, and then they, like, nestled in other places, and in the house got out. Yes.
I see.
Got a couple, like, pretty vases, some flowers.
Starting new nests around your house, and they aren't even helping you with the mortgage.
No.
Oh, my God. I would have just...
Nobody likes a leech.
Nobody. They were...
Jennifer, you're hilarious.
Oh, man. So, long story short, clean out your chimneys at least annually.
Okay.
Not just prevent hornets, but also...
Is that something people can do on their own either, or you need to hire a professional to clean the chimney?
Oh, you want to hire a professional to clean the chimney. Definitely.
Okay.
And that's another thing that I find, too, here on the East Coast, because we don't use them quite often like we do in Southern California. And so people forget to clean their fireplaces.
Okay.
And it's so important because... You know, maybe you didn't use it for the last 10 years.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's clean. It probably means that it is actually more dirty than it is if you use it.
Do you sell many homes that have these digital video displays that can look like a fireplace, but there's no actual flame there? It's actually just a digital image, or is that something that you show on television?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't. But usually they sell those inside furniture now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, on a piece of furniture.
Right.
And stuff. So, yeah.
So if you want to have that look for the fireplace, and they probably have it with speakers where you got the crackle, you know.
Exactly.
That way it'd be a little safer, huh?
I might get one for
it certainly creates the ambiance.
Yeah.
just as romantic, huh?
Yeah. Okay, and how about, especially today, since it is the 4th of July, what about burn injuries?
Oh, my goodness.
How do you treat those?
Depends on what type of injury you have, but we always recommend that you don't want to, well, first and foremost, you want to look at the injury. So if you have no blisters, mm-hmm. it's going to be a first degree burn.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and apply some burn gel to it, something that's going to soothe it, like some aloe, and then cover it up. If you have blisters, that's a type 2 burn injury. You don't want to pop those blisters, and you want a dry dressing. You don't want to put anything moist on it. And then anything that breaks the skin and is damaging nerves is going to be a third degree.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to cover it with a dry sterile dressing. And you always want to make sure you get appropriate treatment for it.
We're told that sometimes for things, you know, that aren't hugely, you know, you don't have to go to the ER. You can stop at the fire department nearby. Is that something that you guys help people with, or you don't encourage that, or what?
On a pretty regular basis, we do have a lot of walk-ins at the fire station, whether it's for chest pain or injuries, or let's say somebody gets bit by something or they have a burn on their hand and their finger starts to swell, and that just happens to be the hand where their wedding ring is, and we have to cut that off. So people do stop up.
Not the finger, the ring.
Yeah, we get the ring off. So it's always recommended
every cutting off fingers.
It's definitely recommended that you you seek a higher treatment facility if it's a 911 emergency, life, limb, eyesight.
Right.
That's what we would recommend.
Keeping us safe, man. Jennifer's helping
us out. I
know,
there's so much information. It's
right.
Like,
a lot of this is again tied to, you know, keeping your home safe. And Anita will help you with your home.
That's right.
And that kind of thing. So, hey.
Yes, if you can find Anita at Realty Executive Oceanside. And right now we're on WBOB. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Dute learning about fires
here
on this 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Brad Oswald with Prime Lending. At Prime Lending, we are focused on fostering a new perspective on the home buying process by adopting a serve-first mentality. Our mission is to serve and provide financial empowerment to our local community. We pride ourselves in providing tailored, personalized service to our homebuyers. At Prime Lending, our focus is your focus. Call today at 904-404-8029. That's 904-404-8029.
Brad Oswald, Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS ID 940847. All loans subject to credit approval, 2018 Prime Lending, NMLS 13649, Equal Housing Lender. Prime Lending is a wholly owned subsidiary of Plains Capital Bank.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Welcome to Rapid Fire
Real Estate.
Welcome back. Hey, final segment, man. The hour has gone by real quickly, but I would imagine there are a lot of people sitting by the pool or at the backyard, got that barbecue grill going and ready to do hamburgers, hot dogs, and whatever they're grilling.
Yes.
Right.
So tell us about those grills.
Oh man, LP extinguishers. Those do not belong in the garage.
Not extinguishers. You mean the
LP tanks? Yes. Yes. They do not belong in the garage.
So these are the tanks that contain the propane gas.
Yes. Liquid propane.
Liquid propane.
Mm-hmm, yep. They super compress it down to get a bunch in there, and then you turn that sucker on and grill it up.
Right.
Okay. So people should not put their
LP tanks in the garage. That is not a safe place.
Where should they put them? Just out in the back patio, or
stored in an upright position?
Okay.
Place so they can't fall over, especially not more than. I believe it's 12 inches,
mm-hmm.
and they should not be stored in heat. So for us, we keep ours in our backyard shed.
Okay. Now,
it
gets pretty hot in Florida in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
If the sun's baking down on your LP tank and it's out in the sun, is that a bad thing or no?
It is a bad thing, okay. But most LP tanks are going to have a built-in sensor,
mm-hmm.
so that they're going to let fumes off before you're going to have what they call a blevy.
Okay. A blevy is what?
Boiling liquid expanding.
It's a test.
You got me.
I know.
But I need to spell out the word.
It basically means it'll blow up.
It's going to blow.
So you don't want to have that happen,
and
right?
It's going to even blow exceptionally because it's in the garage.
Mine pretty much
it's
stays.
It's going to be like a major boom.
Yeah, mine pretty much stays empty anyway because if I've got gas, I'm grilling.
It's not a fire that you want
so
going off on the
floor.
People
put their barbecue and store it in the garage with their tank attached.
Yeah, you shouldn't put your tank in there. It's too hot in the garage, especially mm-hmm. in the summertime. So the shed.
Just keep them outside.
Yeah.
Keep it covered.
Yeah, mm-hmm, in a bush, make sure it's out of the elements from, mm-hmm. Rain.
Yeah.
Good to go.
There's certain things where, it's good to kind of plan ahead and be prepared. If you ever want to grill out, leave it kind of filled all the time. But that's probably one thing that you don't want to be prepared for. Get the gas probably the day you need it or the day before, right?
It depends. It's mm-hmm. hurricane season right now. Okay. JJSON is a good acronym for that.
It stands for what, real quick?
June, July, August, September, October, November.
Okay.
JJSON, those are our hurricane months.
All right.
And it's always nice to have a plan B if a hurricane were to happen and you need to have a way to cook
mm-hmm.
food. So we have an extra LP tank for that reason.
What about these portable Coleman-type stoves that people use?
Oh, the portable generators? And those portable stoves. So those are great. We have one. It holds a very small cylinder for fuel, so it requires to be recycled several times. So that's not as conducive. It's more of like a camp-sized size.
Oh, right.
Style stove. But generators, you want to turn those suckers on before you need them.
Right.
So before Jason.
To test them to make sure they're working okay, right?
And then empty them out, if it's not the season. You don't want to just leave the stored fuel in there.
Yeah. We hear tragic stories of people leaving their electric generator inside the garage because it's not out in the elements when the hurricane's going. Yeah. That's not a good thing, right?
No. Absolutely not. It needs to be outside, correct?
Mm-hmm. Even in the middle of a storm, because that's actually more dangerous.
The fumes. Mm-hmm. And, different size generators are going to work for different size products in the home. So some of them are only meant to power up the fridge, where other people want to have, everything else working, the microwave, the stove, the refrigerator, the stand-up freezer in the garage so their beer is nice and cold. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
For those hurricane parties.
Yeah. Oh, who has those? I was having a baby during the last hurricane.
The Ververkas are always, and the Dutes are always good for a good hurricane party.
Yeah.
So they're always prepared. I know that if I'm out of electricity, I know where to go. I'm going to head towards Mandarin.
We're talking about having these ladders. Are these like a chain ladder where you just roll out the window?
Oh, my goodness. They're not for your child to escape out in the middle of the night to go to, Midnight Madness either.
Okay.
So escape ladders are something that aren't really utilized but are a good, valuable option, especially if you have more than, a second and third story home. It's a good option for your children to have, but it's something you also need to practice during your home fire drills at least twice a year, because believe it or not, by the time you have to use that sucker, it's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. So there's several different types of ladders. They have a cloth one with wooden rungs, and a rung is the part where you put your foot on, and it would just roll out of the window. They have some that are only connected by a beam in the middle, so they're open on the side. There's no real handrail, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what are they attached to in the house?
In the window, the window sill.
Are they permanently attached there?
No,
they hook.
Okay.
You hook them in. So I kept mine underneath. I have nothing underneath my bed. That was the only thing I had underneath my bed, which was close to the window.
Yeah.
So
it's one of those nice to have, and let's hope you never need to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Never had to use it, but you know what? The comfort knowing that it's there.
Yeah.
Because if someone told me to jump.
Right.
I'm glad I have the ladder.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it's not going to be pretty. Yeah.
And it's smart that you kept it at a place that you remember and everybody knew where it was. The last thing you want to do is keep it, posted in the window all year long, because then that's just inviting intruders.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot to think about here,
Don't want to do that, but a ladder's important.
You talked about home fire drills as well. I don't think we've ever done that.
What
should they incorporate? I'm just being honest. What should a home fire drill? We remember them from elementary school, where the buzzer went off and everybody in the single file line outside the school until the thing went over. But what should a home fire drill?
So your home fire drill, you have multiple exits to a home. So for my home, we've got a patio that has four doors out of it. Based on where it is in the proximity of the house, we have the front door, the garage door. You have miscellaneous windows. So once you're out of the house, how do you know you've got everybody accounted for? So a home fire drill, first and foremost, should be practiced at least twice a year. And that's when you would incorporate your ladder operations as well. And you would have a designated relocation point where everybody would gather and make sure that everybody's accounted for and safe.
Yes, and all your mom's to stay home, or even your dad's to stay home, this is a good time. It's July. It's a good time to put together a plan for your family, because there's nothing worse than waiting to the last minute. Mm-hmm. And that's when the chaos is. And then where do kids always go to hide?
Yeah, under the beds. Mm-hmm. They go in the tubs. Yes. If they can fit in there, they will get in there and hide, because they are literally scared. So it's really important to... any fire station will show you what a fully suited firefighter looks like, so that your child becomes, aware of this is a safe person. This is somebody that wants to help you. Don't be afraid.
Mm.
So you can show any child of any age what a what a firefighter looks like in their full getup with their mask on and their bunker gear.
What about valuables, family heirlooms?
Leave it. Get your behind out of the house.
My sister was in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, and she was terrified. And she said that one of the things she did go back for, and again, it wasn't a building burning down. She went back and got her wedding photos.
Okay.
And
You got a little more time in that circumstance, but
probably a good idea with the technology we have together today is just to make digital copies of your wedding photos now. Send a copy to mom, send a copy to your sister, that kind of thing. And then that way, if something goes, you know, the house catches on fire, you can get out, but there are other copies of your wedding photos everywhere.
Homes aren't built like they used to. You know, they're not built of solid wood. They've got a lot of glue and laminate, and those things, they reach their flammable point, which means they're going to off gas and then spread throughout the house, getting everything else, you know, to off gas and therefore creating a fire. Homes don't last like they used to, so in my opinion, if your home is smoking, it's on fire, just
get out.
You are not replaceable. Everything else you can replace.
We talked about this last week also with Wally, you know, things like your insurance policy for your home. You know, get that scanned and get it in the cloud. It's a good place to put it that way.
Put it in the clouds. Right. And also, you should have pictures. It's so easy. Take pictures of all your valuables and things, you know, paintings, jewelry. Things of that nature, and make sure that you have it in a cloud.
That way you can at least make an insurance claim on some of the things that can be replaced with money.
Exactly.
Right. Make a firebox for that, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
they actually sell those. Sure. Yeah, they're safes that are fireproof.
I could care less about anything in my house. They're things. I just want to get me, my cat, and my dog out.
Right.
That's it.
Do you guys offer any help? You always see these stories online where the firefighters save the cat from the tree.
Save the ducks out of the storm drain.
You're viral now online.
We had a manatee last year that the department responded to. A manatee got stuck in a drain, and they had to cut her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she lived.
Yeah. So what advice could you give to families who have pets?
Pets. Know where they sleep. You know, they're creatures of havoc like we are. So if you've got that one cat that always sleeps on the end of the bed, you should be easy to call out your pet and, you know, collect them on the way out. But I don't believe a firefighter would risk their life for a pet over a human life.
Correct. Nor do we expect them to. Absolutely.
Right. So
absolutely.
Try to collect for those pets. And again, having that meeting area on the outside is definitely important for
and
those
as much
patients.
As we know you love your pets, and we love ours as well, it's the people that are most important.
That's correct.
Get out if you have to.
You know what? Getting out of the house is important. Hoarding.
Hoarders.
Okay.
Hoarding.
They're the worst.
All right. We're wrapping up. Tell us about hoarding.
Hoarding is collecting of too much
junk
stuff. It's not always junk because people are really attached to whatever it is. It can be anything. They block the exits. We can't get in. We cannot help. So,
plus the rats and the roaches.
And you've dealt with this as a firefighter,
yes.
Huh?
I've dealt with that as a real estate agent.
Huh.
So
if there are things you have a sentimental attachment to, take a nice photograph of that as well. Put that in the cloud.
But more importantly, what we're getting
at pictures of your junk, right?
There are the exits. You want to be able to get out. The firefighters need to get in and get out.
Includes furniture as well.
Yes. Don't block the area. Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And I am excited. I hope everybody has a great 4th of July.
Woo.
And you can always find me at Realty Executive Oceanside at Beach and Kernan. I am Anita Hiles. And you're listening to WBOB on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Okay.
Thank you, Roger.
All right. See you next week.